You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Thursday, July 16, 2020. Life in the fast lane. Alberta's gas power burn to expand significantly next year. Published by Martin King. In many parts of the world, the shift away from coal-fired to natural gas-fired generation and renewables has been gaining momentum in an attempt to curtail the output of carbon dioxide, or CO2, and other greenhouse gases. The Canadian province of Alberta kicked off such an initiative in 2016 to eliminate all of its coal-fired power generation sources and replace these with either gas-fired plants, wind farms, or solar by 2030. In the past 2 years, the province's major electric utilities and independent power producers, or IPPs, have been accelerating these plans, such that the complete phase-out of coal will be accomplished many years in advance of the original deadline. Today, we consider this transition and highlight what should be a pivotal year for Alberta's use of natural gas in power generation. The past decade or more has seen an increasing focus on transitioning power generation away from coal use due to the higher carbon content of the exhaust gases associated with coal burning. Whether the replacement for coal-fired power is to be sourced from renewables, nuclear or natural gas, the desire for a lower carbon footprint has become more pronounced in many regions. In Alberta, current plans, which as we said were announced in 2016 and are being fast-tracked by the province's major electric utilities and IPPs, call for nearly all of the province's coal plants to be replaced with total gas or dual-fuel plants, coal or gas, by 2023, well in advance of the 2030 deadline. Alberta is by far the largest coal user among Canada's provinces. At the start of 2016, Alberta had just under 6,300 megawatts of coal-fired generation in operation. Although that represented only 38% of the total installed capacity in the province, coal in 2015 was responsible for 50% of all the power generated because most of its coal plants operated around the clock. Of the coal plants that were operating at that time, three have since been retired, as they had come to the end of their originally licensed lifespan, typically 40 to 50 years. Two plants, ATCO's Battle River No. 5 and Maxim Power's H.R. Milner, were fully transitioned to dual-fuel operation or gas-only use by May of this year. H.R. Milner also increased its generating capacity from 144 megawatts to 208 megawatts in the process. Most of the rest of Alberta's coal plants that have remained in service are reducing the amount of coal use by partially firing their generation units with natural gas, usually 30% or less of the total fuel use. However, many of these same units either will be switching over to gas-only use or will have 100% dual-fuel capabilities, meaning it can burn 100% coal, 100% gas, or some combination of the two, by later this year or in 2021. Despite the moniker of dual use, the utilities have made it clear that their respective power generation units will essentially be using 100% gas as a fuel source once they complete all of the necessary work to achieve the dual use designation. The few remaining plants are either changing later to natural gas or do not yet have firm transition plans in place. Of most interest to natural gas producers and marketers are eight plants in Alberta that effectively will be switching to 100% use of gas over a 14-month time span between October 1, 2020 and November 30, 2021. A ninth plant, TransAlta's Keephills No. 1, will start gas-only operation in mid-2022. The current generation capability of the initial tranche of eight plants sums to 3,315 megawatts, although some units may eventually announce higher capacities once they have officially completed their transition, as was the case for H.R. Milner. By the end of next year, this would increase Alberta's installed gas-fired generation capacity by 42%, from the currently posted 7,925 megawatts to 11,240 megawatts. All of these plants switching their fuel source to gas should create a substantial bump in Alberta's gas power burn in a fairly short period of time. Using a heat rate of 8,800 J per kilowatt hour, or kWh, and a 75% utilization rate, the 3,315 megawatts of additional gas-fired power generation that will be switching to all gas by the end of November 2021 translates to an average daily gas burn of about 525 million cubic feet per day once all the units have made their transition. As we noted earlier, in their coal life, many of these units have seen high utilization rates, and they will likely continue to operate at similar rates going forward, given the need to preserve the baseload integrity of the Alberta power grid. Also, these plants will need to provide additional backstop generation for what has been an increasing share of generation from intermittent renewables in the Alberta grid, mostly in the form of wind generation. Using historical annual data from the Alberta Energy Regulator, or AER, and our estimate of total gas power burned for 2020 extrapolated from data in our Canadian Net Gas Billboard, gas power burn is expected to rise from 1.25 BCF per day in 2020 to 1.81 BCF per day by mid-2020, by which time Keephills No. 1 also will have made the switch to gas, a remarkable gain of 45% in only 2 years or so. A 45% increase in power burn demand would be significant for almost any market, and with Alberta already being the largest gas market in Canada, with a 52% share of the country's total gas use in 2019, this will only serve to concentrate even more gas demand in one province over the next few years. Moreover, these gains are coming on top of what is expected to be additional gas use in the Alberta oil sands as it recovers in the coming months from the setbacks imposed on it by production curtailments in 2019 and 2020, and from the slowly fading demand impacts of COVID-19. What remains to be seen is whether there will actually be enough natural gas supply available in Western Canada to feed all of this expanding demand in Alberta for power generation and oil sands use. What were expected to be only modest gains in Canadian gas supplies in 2021 may now be more flat as gas-focused drilling activity has remained depressed well below historical averages. And there is the potential for increased exports of gas to the U.S., given what has been a steady downturn in U.S. gas production this year because of well shut-ins this spring and early summer, as well as substantially reduced drilling plans. As such, the Alberta gas market could be noticeably tighter by the end of 2021 as gas demand requirements for power grow. However, the path forward for U.S. domestic gas supplies and LNG exports remains highly uncertain and could still end up resulting in more gas available for export from the U.S. to Canada in 2021 and 2022. If that happens, it would help offset some of the incremental call on Canadian supplies to meet additional Alberta gas-powered demand. Life in the Fast Lane was written by Joe Walsh, Glenn Frey, and Don Henley. It appears as the third song on side one of the Eagles' fifth studio album, Hotel California. The song was based on a guitar riff from Joe Walsh, with the title idea coming from Glenn Frey after a scary high-speed drive with an associate on a freeway in Los Angeles. Frey and Don Henley collaborated on the lyrics. Life in the Fast Lane was the third single from Hotel California, released in May 1977. It went to number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. Personnel on the record were Don Henley on lead vocals and drums, Joe Walsh on lead guitar and rhythm guitar, Glenn Frey on clavinet and backing vocals, Don Felder on lead guitar and rhythm guitar, and Randy Meisner on bass and backing vocals. Hotel California was recorded between March and October 1976 at Criteria Studios in Miami and Record Plant Studios in Los Angeles, with Bill Swyamsyk producing. Released in December 1976, the album went to number one on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. It has been certified 26 times platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. The Eagles are an American rock band formed in Los Angeles in 1971. They have released 7 studio albums, 2 live albums, 10 compilation albums, and 32 singles. The band has won 5 American Music Awards and 6 Grammy Awards and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. In 2016, the Eagles were recipients of Kennedy Center honors. 9 members have passed through the ranks of the Eagles since its formation, with Don Henley being the only original member still in the band. Founding member Glenn Frey passed away in 2016. The band still records and tours, with a few selected tour dates scheduled for 2021.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.